Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, this is Kim from Capital One on a recorded line. I have Jesse Waters here on the line with us. I believe that someone from Capital One called last month or so and got these charges canceled, but she had another charge pop onto the account. So she wants to just make sure to get this taken care of. And she is right here to give you any information that you would need.
I do. Thank you for that. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
60450.
You said 60450?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. I do. Thank you for that. And you said your first name was Jesse, or is it James?
It's Jesse.
Okay. Is anyone else on the account?
No, this is my card.
Was it a James that had ordered the product?
Is her last name Waters?
W-A-T-T-E-R-S.
I was able to locate an account, but there's a James on this one.
He's my husband, but he did not make these charges.
All righty. For security purposes, please verify that address for me.
1140 North Gorman Road, Morris, Illinois, 60450.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see, but you're completely canceled out of this. I do see this was an account that you were being billed $59.89 for, but you were canceled from this and fully refunded.
We show one refund, but we don't show the other one. So she's still short of one refund of $59.89.
Right, because the only way they can only refund the most recent month that she was billed. So when she was charged in May, that was the one that they refunded. They refunded her the one for May. They didn't refund her for the one for April. But I am more than happy to go ahead and submit that refund as well.
Oh, thank you so much. We would appreciate that.
That's not a problem. Let me go ahead and do this. Let's see. Yeah, there may have been a reason they couldn't refund that one for May.
Okay.
For April, because when I just tried to click on it, it would not refund that one.
Okay.
Give me 1 second and let me see what I can
sure.
do, okay?
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
Not a problem. All right. Alrighty, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go in the system if you guys will give me just 1 second, and I will email corporate to see.
Okay.
And I'll have the refund submitted that way. Okay, give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. I am emailing corporate now. Now, Miss, I do advise you, this refund may take a little longer than the other one, but
okay.
You will be refunded from that. So let me submit this to them now, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Alrighty. I've gone ahead and emailed him and asked him to submit that $59.89 refund for the month of April back to that customer. And we do have your address and the name. It will be submitted back in Mr. James' name, okay?
Okay. Alrighty. Absolutely. Do okay. you have a reference number or anything for this call?
I All do. Right. Let me give you the reference number for that one as well, okay?
Okay.
So the reference number on that submission of a refund would be C as in Charlie, and that would be 920-568-913, okay?
All right. Thank you so right. much
and
for
as
that.
I please advise her just to look out for it. It may take a little longer, but I had to submit
okay.
that to corporate, so but they
All
will
right.
refund it, okay?
All right. Patience is a virtue, right?
Nope. Yes,
We've
yes.
got this.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, and you ladies have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you so
too.
Much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.